Hi, my name is John Reinecke. I graduated from Central Michigan University in 2009, and I serve the fraternity as the Chief Operating Officer. Welcome to Harrison Hall. Standing at the front steps today, it's difficult to imagine what campus was like in 1839. The building you see before you, for instance, is not the original building from the fraternity's early days. Franklin Hall, or Old Main, as it was also affectionately known, stood in the same spot where Harrison Hall is today. The hall's construction began in 1816, 7 years after the chartering of Miami University by the state of Ohio. The central portion of the building was completed in 1818, which held the chapel, library, classrooms, and later, the halls of the Union and Iredelphian literary societies. While completed much earlier, students wouldn't arrive on campus until 1824. The men lived in a west wing, which was built prior to the building's central section and later replaced in 1868. A final addition of an east wing was completed in 1898. For a time, Franklin Hall was the only classroom building on campus. In 1848, after a heavy snowfall on campus, students rolled huge snowballs up against the door and through the first floor of Old Main, restricting entry into the primary building. This event became known as the Great Snowball Rebellion. While students enjoyed the day off, President Erasmus McMaster, who was already outspoken against fraternities and secret societies, was not so amused and threatened to expel the students responsible. After a second night of havoc, most students were dismissed. When the dust had settled, no betas remained at Miami. Three were dismissed, and two others left by the end of the spring. However, some good did come as a result. Three of the students soon thereafter founded Beta Theta Pi at Center College in Danville, Kentucky, which has prevailed as the fraternity's oldest active chapter in that state. Peter Knox came back to help reestablish Beta at Miami in the 1850s. In 1931, Franklin Hall was officially renamed for U.S. President Benjamin Harrison, a graduate of Miami University and member of Phi Delta Theta fraternity. A fire damaged Old Harrison Hall in 1946 and was later condemned in 1957. The demolition and construction of the new Harrison Hall had begun in 1959 and was completed a year later. The new building was designed to resemble Old Main, but is only 60% as large, costing just over $1 million to complete.